I'd like to tell you the spiritualness of the Swan River and the story of the old man who was ill and laying in Mount Eliza Hospital. He summoned Daisy Bates, who was writing the history of, and the culture of the Noongar people, to remove him from Mount Eliza Hospital. He said, I need to go back to my home, my place on the land, the reserve out near Walshpool. And on their way back there, he told Daisy that he had to die before the spirit tree and after this big eucalypt tree that was there, most probably a big red gum or a big jarrah tree. And she said, when you die, what happens? He said, if I don't die on my land, my spirit will never rest easy. My spirit will travel down the Swan River, down to the mouth of the Swan River, down to the mouth of the Derbal Yerrigan. And waiting for me there will be my wife who went before me, and my Kulungars, my children. Also my mother and father. They'll be waiting there to give me food and water for my journey to the other side of where I will be going. Secondly, the story of Mudderup Rocks and the importance to our history is not only Noongar but Whitefella. Fleming sailed here in 1697 and he sailed to Fremantle. He couldn't cross the river, it was too dangerous, so he sailed back to Mudderup. When he got there, he sent an exploration party who rowed ashore, picked up the boat and carried it across to the Swan River, which would be about a mile and a half. And from there, they explored and they rowed up the river to Kenningham, up to where the University of Western Australia is. And 7 days later, his crew hadn't returned. So he himself and another crew set off to do the same thing. And they rowed ashore, carried their boat over to the river, and then they rowed up the river to Kenningham. And when they got there, they found their crew had become ill from eating the bayou palm nuts, the seed of the zamia palm. Aboriginal people had become immune to the toxins, but people who ate them firstly would become very, very sick. And the Noongar name for that palm, the bayou, is called Ijirigi, Jirigi. And the word Jirigi means the runs from having a tummy ache. Now, the other important part of that, of course, is the Noongars, when someone died and they floated the grass trees out to sea, they believed that the spirit of their children who had deceased before them would return. And when they saw the white men coming back, they all believed that it was the spirit of their children coming back as grown people, as adults. And they treated them people with a lot of respect. Even George Fletcher Moore in the 1800s says that the Aboriginal people treated the white people with a lot of respect, but it was the renegade white people who created the skirmishes. Now, that's important because Aboriginal people are very spiritual and they believe in bygones, in future, like we call the Kura Kura and the Buddha Buddha. The past and the present would all come together one day, and they believe that the returning of the white people were the spirits of their deceased children in the past returning to come home to them, and they always treated them with respect.